back and go get warm.
Is all working on the... Is this turned on?
Can people hear us on the Zoom call?
Is anybody on Zoom call that we...
Can you see anybody on?
Okay.
Maybe
Larry, I'm here.
All right.
Okay. Just wanted to check, make sure we were working. Okay, we're going to actually begin with a word of prayer, and Mike McNichols has offered to do that for us.
Our gracious Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for bringing us all here today as family at Bear Springs Ranch. We ask, Father, that your Spirit would be with us, guide our hearts and our minds and our thoughts as we work together to make the ranch what we want it to be for ourselves, our friends, and our family. We thank you for all of the blessings in our lives. We thank you for your word, which gives us guidance. And we pray, Lord, that you would lead us today instead of having us lead ourselves. We pray this in the name of Jesus, our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Okay, let's do a quick roll call just to get down on paper who's here. I'll start Larry Clarkson, Lot 76.
Scott Kohler, Lot 15.
Michael Jordison, Lot 67.
Hoff, 83.
Just flip around here, Dan.
Dan, we're at 28.
Patrick Harris, 23. Lannenberg, 137. Karen Fry, 13.
Castles, 130.
161, Mitchell Allen.
Tanisha's, 493.
Mike McNichols, 270.
Serpentina Collins, 121.
Chris Logan, 51.
Dave Ritter, 129.
Jackie Grant, Matt Wick, 80.
Joan Smith, 269.
Gary Clark, 144. Vance Green, 156.
Bob Becker, for Lot 4.
Can you see others on, Danielle? Is that everybody?
Gary Van Arsdale, Lot 19.
Okay, that appears that we've got everybody down. Thank you. Turn the time to Scott for April meeting minutes.
Okay, I sent them out, and then I wasn't near my computer to see any feedback. So I'm going to propose that we approve the minutes as I sent out. And
I will second it. I got them last night and read through and
okay.
Didn't have any changes or additions.
All right.
Hi.
Hi.
Everybody?
Oh. Hi. Hi.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
So that is approved. Michael Jordison, give us a treasurer's report.
Not much to report. Everything's going fairly well. We have a few areas that are slightly over budget, but the water areas were anticipated to go over, just with the cost of material. Any questions?
Yeah, on it, it has a line that says site 2 minus $45. I'm assuming it's an RV site, but...
It is an RV site, and I'm going to guess here, because I haven't talked to Danielle about it, but I'm going to guess that they reserved it and canceled, so that it's credited back to their account, but it's not. It comes off our books. Or it's been billed but not received, which means we're waiting on the money. Either one of those right?
I think we're waiting on the money at the time of print, but we have received it, so that'll be different.
Yeah. So that'll switch to the other. Yeah, it is an RV site reservation.
That's print grade?
Yes.
Is that Quint Gray's reservation on the RV pad?
No, I when I looked at it, I can't recall who it was, but it wasn't.
Okay.
It wasn't the person that's been asking.
That was the only one I had been aware of that was trying to request.
Is it a member?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Any other questions on money, finance?
We do have a few outstanding dues due for this year. A little more than normal, but not overly done or, you know, too excessive. And we were also able to collect all the lots that were more than 2 years overdue. So everything's good there. Anyway, that's it. Is there any other questions?
Property manager report. Did Kurt turn anything in to anybody?
Not that I know.
Report.
My only communications with him is he was working on the arch, trying to get it up and done. But beyond that, I haven't had any.
He had communicated with me a couple of times to see when I could help him Thursday or Friday, but I did never see him until last night. On my way in, I met him coming. He was coming in. I was headed home. So we'll do that when we can get to it.
Other than that, business continues as normal. Cabins are getting cleaned, all that kind of fun stuff.
Yes.
And his last day is the 31st.
Yes.
Hey, Brent?
Brent is not here.
Well, this is Jerry Clark on 144. I can't hear any of the audio. It's just coming in garbled.
Maybe we're all
from the wind.
We're all too far away. It's actually pretty pleasant right now. It's a little chilly, but no gusty wind like it has been.
There's all that solar flare stuff going on.
Yeah, we might be experiencing some interference from the solar flares blocking all of our signals. But we get the northern lights at night, so it's a trade-off.
Can he hear you now?
Can you hear me okay,
whoever's
Jerry?
Talking right now, I can barely pick it up, and I've got the captions on my screen so I can read what's being said, but it's really garbled.
Wow. I'm right at the speaker, so this is as good as it
all
can
right.
get.
Well, no worries. I just wanted to bring it to your attention.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
You, Gary, you did do a little walk around with Brent on the water system stuff, correct?
I didn't walk around with them, but he and I spoke.
Okay. Well, we will still be getting with you, and most likely it's going to be first part of June when we tackle that stuff. We thought we'd get to it in May, and it's just time is marching by, too many other things going on.
Okay. We'll be heading back on the 26th, and I'll be there through the 18th, so we got to try to make this thing happen while I'm there.
Yeah. I will get with you. This is Larry.
Okay, Larry.
Okay, our new...
You think that's a possibility, Larry?
Yes.
Okay.
You'll be here... You're saying you're going to be here May 26th?
Yes, May 26th through the 18th.
Okay.
So I've designated those days to coordinate this water line project.
That's what we will aim for.
All right. Perfect.
Thank you.
Thank you.
New business, old business. Cabin committee report. Do you, Mike or Kathy, want to give us a report on cabin committee stuff?
Okay, Kathy just left.
Come get the mic and
right.
talk into it.
Take center stage.
Yeah.
Hold it with your good hand.
I don't need to hold it. You can just set it down.
Oh, well, you want a chair?
Okay. No. I'm good. I'm like 18 inches away from the speaker, so hopefully you can hear me. Cabin committee, we had a great volunteer work project a month ago on the lower cabins. Out of all the critical projects we had on the list, which was about 40, we finished, I think, 34 of them. So 85% of the critical projects got done. There's another, I don't know, 69, 70 projects, something like that, that we would like to do if we can, if time and money permit. We got about 75% of those done. So we got a lot of work done on the lower cabins last month. And we're continuing to work on lower cabins, so as time and money permit, we will continue trying to get all of those projects completed to 100%. And now that we're in season and cabins are being rented, we're limited to being able to access the cabins when they're not rented, but we'll try to get everything done. We're starting work on the upper cabins today, so after the board meeting today, we're going to be going up to the upper cabins to start working, and we'll continue working on the upper cabins through Thursday, try to get as much done as we can. I want to say thank you to all of the volunteers. I sent out an email to everybody. Actually, Danielle sent out the email to everybody with lots of names of people who have donated time and money to help out with the cabins. And in particular, I want to say thank you to all the folks who donated cash and materials. We've received to date over $1,500 in materials that went into the cabins and infrastructure for the cabins. We've also received an additional $1,500 in cash donations for the cabin committee to use for improvements to the cabins, both the lower and the upper cabins. That money has not been touched yet. So in addition to the money available in the DSROA annual budget, we have an additional $1,500 of donated money available to make additional improvements in the cabins as needed. So that's it. I, again, thank everybody who has volunteered their time and money and efforts up to this point. And if you haven't donated yet, there's still an opportunity to do so, either with time during the coming week on the upper cabins or making a voluntary donation to the efforts to improve the cabins. So that's it. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike. Sure. Kathy, do you want to add anything?
No. Maybe I do. We are going to keep the cabin committee, but we're going to take the summer break. We talked to Brent about it. And then we're going to wait until we get the financing through so we can... The original reason for the cabin committee was to do an analysis and go through with that. But so we're going to take a little bit of a break as far as meeting and doing that. We'll keep the meeting, the work going if possible, but then we'll regroup. Those that would like to join up, let us know.
Very good. Again, like Mike said, I want to thank all those that have volunteered and put forth effort, and it hasn't gone unnoticed. A lot of good things done, and hopefully it'll continue this week and get a few more things done. And anything that gets done that Larry doesn't have to do is a really great thing. Kay, do you want to do anything on bylaws committee or?
So it's up to you guys. We've got a bunch of those updates if you guys want to go through them and kind of analyze and vote on them. I don't know if you guys had a chance. I know you've been really busy, Larry, and stuff.
I have not. I
haven't had a chance.
I haven't really gone through anything. And I the last note I got from you, I kind of thought that we weren't going to do it today just because of time and with the work committee wanting to get...
I suggested about that Brent said, let's go ahead and try and do some of them. I think bare minimum, we do have a waiver that we, that Barry and Dan have come up with. The waiver looks pretty good, so we'd like to try and adopt that as...
I think that is something that is very important, especially with...
cabins opening and all that.
Cabins opening and with more people on the ranch and... Yeah, I think the waiver is something we should. If you've got, I didn't know it was completed and ready.
Yeah. So that was sent out to all the board members. And Tina, you looks like you've got a question.
So my father's a former attorney, former sitting judge, former law professor, and is now mediator. We sent that waiver to him just to get his input, and he said it will not pull in court. It is challengeable.
Does he have a recommendation on what would make changes?
Too far removed from
our
whole dynamic.
But the legalities of that waiver are...
But as he's reading it, he said, I don't like it. It can be severed in numerous places by a court.
I think that's kind of the nature of all waivers. I've been told by multiple attorneys and two judges that it doesn't matter what you put on paper.
Yeah, all the contract stuff that I've been involved with, I've got a lawyer that says that they can argue either side of it, so you just kind of do your best with whatever is there. I mean,
Well, I know the one section that I really had heartburn over was the negligence one. I think it's number 5 now. And then Barry was trying to explain the difference in gross negligence versus negligence. So her dad just did a basic law query and can find no statutes that differentiate gross negligence from negligence in the state of Utah. So Barry's description of, well, negligence is on accident, gross is on purpose, there's no statute that actually says that. So
let me get everybody else up to speed on that particular one. So the way that the waiver reads right now is if you sign the waiver, basically anything that happens at the ranch, regardless of who it happens with, you're releasing them from liability. Jeff wasn't comfortable with releasing everybody from liability here on the ranch for their negligence, especially. And so when we talked about it with Barry was going back and forth between gross negligence and normal negligence. If they did something really
egregious
or whatever, then you could still hold them accountable. But the concern with Jeff is if he signed it right now, he wasn't willing to sign it because basically it made everybody here, regardless of them doing something stupid.
The one where I think he had a problem with was anyone.
Yeah.
Well, between the word negligence and the term anybody, combining those two together, it's just sky's the limit as to what you can do, can't do. Run someone off the road, flip them over in the ditch, kill them. Okay, well, you're not responsible for that. Or the Deer Spring Ranch is not responsible. If it happened to be a representative of Deer Springs Ranch, like her dad gave an example. Let's say the caretaker ran over a child with a tractor. Deer Springs Ranch liable or not? According to that waiver, not. Unless it was on purpose. According to Barry, gross negligence. So that's why he was trying to look up statute between gross negligence and negligence, and there's not a discernible difference between the two. So then you're in court again with, is this attorney better than that attorney arguing gross negligence versus negligence when the state is not saying there's a distinct difference? So with those two statements being combined into one whole sentence, it's just problematic. So then he was saying, if you go back to sentence one or item one, essentially you can remove item 5 altogether because item 1 kind of covers all of that and still leaves the door open for the two different attorneys to argue it.
Okay, Jeff, somebody else was wanting to speak real quick. Is that
Vance?
Is that Vance?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Vance.
This is Vance, 156.
Go ahead.
You've got the audio is freaking awful, you guys. You might as well not even be on the air. But I have an even more basic question, and we can tear this thing into little pieces, but what's the enforcement mechanism? What are you going to do if, and this is a hypothetical, I look at it and go, no way, Jose, and refuse to sign?
So...
yeah, that's what I thought, chirping crickets. None of this matters.
the discussion that the committee had is a couple of things. Is obviously if you're going to rent a cabin, you need to have that sign before you can actually get into the cabin, was one of the objectives. As far as a member is concerned, we didn't put any language into the bylaws or into the rules and regulations to say, you know, that if you didn't sign it, you would be penalized or whatever along those lines. There was brief discussions around that from an annual perspective. So one of the proposed change to the rules is that people would sign the waiver at least annually and then sign it as they use the cabins. So with use of the cabins, we can limit it a little bit. The overarching goal, and Dan, I'll let you kind of speak to this a little bit, but the overarching goal was to have it in a place and do our best to collect it to show that we're trying to make an effort, but there's no expectation that we're ever going to be 100% in compliance with collecting the waiver. For that, the reason some people may refuse, We're also asking waivers of people that drive the roads to the ranch, and that's going to be even less likely that it gets collected. So those were kind of some of the things that were discussed in the bylaws committee. So, Dan, I don't know if you have anything you want to add to that, or you'll need to come up and speak closer to the mic.
My research leads me to believe that there's all sorts of Utah case law, that a properly worded waiver in Utah protects against negligence, but not gross negligence. So we're talking case law here. In other words, actual court cases argued in court. Frankly, that research is consistent with Barry Clarkson's opinion. And I asked Barry, is that a particular sentence in this waiver standard in Utah? And he said yes. So the idea here is to protect the ranch and the DSROA and the members. And we want to have, it's true that no waiver is bomb-proof, but in case law, there is a definite distinction in Utah between negligence and gross negligence. And the waivers have been successful in defending against negligence, but not gross negligence. This does not prevent an injured party from suing somebody outside of the ranch, outside of the DSROA. So the one of the new sections that's suggested in the rules and regulations right at the beginning is waiver. Members and each adult guest and parent guardian of each minor are required to complete a waiver annually. Waivers shall be provided annually to members with their annual assessment. And that word required means that the board can take action if somebody refuses. So, I think Barry is correct in the construction of this waiver.
Well, what action do you expect the ranch to take?
If an owner refuses to sign a waiver, or anybody refuses to sign a waiver for that matter, what recourse are we talking about that the ranch is having?
It's not specified, but the board could decide to withhold privileges of a member.
No, I understand, and the board could decide to send you $1 million bail, too. It should be specified. It's $100 fine, it's your privileges get suspended, it's $1 million invoice.
I would have no trouble with adding a sentence saying privileges may be restricted for non-compliance. I'd have no trouble with that.
Anything else, Dan?
No.
Who's going to enforce it then?
So, one more thing about enforcement, which Vance brought up. With members, there is the potential for enforcement. With non-members, enforcement is virtually impossible, but that does not matter. What matters is that we exercise due diligence to warn people. And that's where the signs come in for non-members on entrance roads to Deer Springs Ranch, which was my idea and Barry immediately concurs with. So enforcement is totally separate. If you want to add a phrase saying non-compliance can be met with a loss of privileges for members, that's fine by me. Enforcement for non-members is a non-issue.
So just to kind of add to that as well, the board, when we've discussed this before, the board would have to figure out a way to enforce collecting of, because like all the signatures, we're asking that signatures for children, et cetera, be done on the, that as well. So there is still work to be done on how we would actually collect those. If we need to put some sort of penalty, there's no, I'm not aware of any penalties for any rules on the ranch currently today. So again, if we need, feel like we need penalties, then maybe we'd look into that, but that's, none of those have been outlined or discussed related to that.
The rules and regulations specify some penalties.
There's, I'm not aware of any penalties.
If you're delinquent on your assessments, you don't have privileges.
There you go.
Okay, but that's, so that's just delinquent on assessments. But anyway, go ahead.
Chris, lot 51, I have a question as, you know, for non-members or even the members who rent cabins and then use our you know, our utilities or whatever you want to call them. I know the very first time I rented a cabin, all I had left for me to sign was a piece of paper in the cabin, and I didn't have to turn it in to anybody. The way that maybe you can enforce this to non-members for cabin rentals is not have a piece of paper sitting on a table and expecting someone to sign it. During the reservation process, they get a doc sign that they have to read, sign this doc, sign that. That acknowledges that they are accepting our, you know, limit, whatever you call it. Before then, they are granted the ability to rent a cabin. And then as for the non-members who are coming into our community, you know, not renting cabins where we're not getting signatures from, adequate signage stating that, okay, you're entering an area, anything that happens is upon your own risk.
Yeah, so the current plan is to do both of those items. So currently, Mike was probably going to say this. Go ahead.
The current reservation system, you probably haven't used it yet. The new one? It requires you to check marks. It requires you to
sign off
on the waiver. And as soon as you make that checkbox, you've essentially signed the waiver.
So the only problem with that is it only requires one person to sign and accept responsibility for everybody else. Yeah. We are working with the property manager to come up with a process that before you check in, that you would have it all signed up before they can actually check in with that. So we still have to work through the actual, I don't want to say enforcement of it, but the actual procedures to collect the waivers. One of the options in the rules that we may not get to today, like Dan said, was that we'll send out a waiver with the annual assessment, too, so you can sign it annually and say, I'm good for this year, and submit that back and try and collect that. So there's obviously there's still discussions around how we're going to use the waiver and do more with the waiver. So I don't know that everybody's had a chance to look through all of the regulation or all of the waiver requirements. So, does the board feel comfortable voting on it today, or do you guys want to?
I have not read. I have not had time to access it.
So I think we're going to need to table this discussion until the next meeting, and until you guys can have time to review that and go through that. And then, if we can get some more comments or examples of five and ways to change different things that way. We're still open to the comments.
Your suggestion was to eliminate five completely?
That was her dad's suggestion.
He said it's already
Addressed in number one.
So the wording of five
holds harmless, blah, 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 blah. There's no reason to have number five other than if you're specifically trying to say,
distinguish
if
between
you're negligent, you're free and clear. You know what I'm saying? Because number one is hold harmless for whatever, whatever, whatever. So why do we need one that
talk about
specifically
negligence.
Talks about negligence unless you're trying to purposefully slip in a release for
negligence.
Being grossly negligent.
This is standard language in Utah in waivers, and it is absolutely confirmed by multiple case law examples in Utah.
Okay.
If number five stays in as it's written,
I'm not signing it.
We're not signing it.
Well, then
you
can,
find me,
then
you withhold my stuff, I don't care. I'm not signing
okay,
it. Like
okay.
Okay, so just...
And we'll go to court.
My dad recommended just eliminate number five as it's already addressed in one.
Okay, so as the board's reviewing those, let's pay attention to one and five, see what you guys have related to that, and then I make a motion that we table the vote for approving the waiver for today.
I will second your motion.
Yeah, hold on. Which means that the volunteer culvert effort people, those volunteers are going to sign what waiver?
The waiver that currently exists.
We're going to take a brief break and try to power cycle this to see if it'll help
volume.
Pick up a different
connection.
Yeah.
It's sounding really good coming from them.
Yeah.
I don't think
yeah.
we've ever heard them as well as it is today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Okay, Ted made the motion. Larry seconded it.
Okay.
We're going to vote on it. I say aye to table it for now.
Aye.
Okay.
I'm okay for tabling.
And if we table it, we do need to have it on the agenda again next
okay.
time. So we just make sure this gets discussed in the next board meeting.
I yeah. think Barry yeah, should yeah. be invited.
Barry's always invited.
Does it sound any better?
Vance, can you hear us any better?
Nobody's talking.
We're talking. Can you hear us?
Talking really
yeah, it's still really muffled.
Brent, you talk. You're closer to it.
Can you hear me now? I'm just kidding, Vance. Can you hear me?
I can hear somebody saying, "Can you hear me?" But just barely make that part of it out. Just pretty unintelligible.
Is there a volume or something?
Is that
is there a volume on it?
The volume wouldn't have to do with the mic.
No, there's something that's about the volume.
He didn't say unintelligent. Unintelligible.
Okay. Okay. So with that, with working on that waiver being perfected, we still need to use the waiver that we have.
Correct.
And get it signed by anybody and everybody
that's doing anything here at the rest.
Yes.
Correct.
Do we have copies of that? Do we
yes.
have? Okay.
In fact, Brent sent it out for the cabin committee to have everybody sign it for
I personally printed 15 copies for the cabin committee and volunteers.
Thank you.
They're up at the cabin. As soon as we get up there, we'll get them all signed.
Yes.
And if any of you are going up there, we'll hand it to you.
I didn't sign one. I stepped on a nail the other day, and I want I want some cookies.
I want some cookies. Only if it poked a hole in your foot.
I actually didn't step on it, but my worker guy was wearing my skater shoes, and I said, "Well, that's why you don't wear skater shoes unless you're skating." Anyway, okay, Brent's back. I'm turning the time back over to Brent. We can jump to, we are now at a report from Cade on roads. I think that's where we got to. Is that where we got to?
Have you guys done the culvert thing yet? Or is this part
no,
of...
No, we haven't done the culvert thing yet.
Okay, so you're going to do that as part
we,
of this?
We can do that real quick.
Okay.
Yeah. So, Hiram, you want to come up and just announce the flyer and stuff that you sent out and what we're doing? Come close to the mic. Surprise!
Yeah, pretty obvious. No, no, he hasn't been to the barber.
You want this as an exhibit?
Yeah, sure. Put it out.
So. Yeah.
Actually, grab that and hold it.
Just
in your
grab,
hand.
Grab that.
It's so poor. Part of it is so they can hear, but also from this recording
record,
is how we keep the track of some of the minutes.
Minutes, yeah.
So, yeah, this is kind of just a sign-up sheet right now. So I kind of explained this in the last board meeting. We're just, this is for my Eagle project. It's, we're going to be documenting the culverts, and so we'll be, this was emailed out, my dad was saying, already to all the board members, also all the members. So if you want to help, if you have any free time, that help would be muchly appreciated. And then we're doing this through May 24th to the 27th. Yeah.
So explain the two ways to help.
I'm not prepared for this. So on here, two ways to help. So I'm just going to read straight off this. If you're going to be out here at the ranch anytime this month and want to help, sign up to document a road on your own time. And the second way is to sign up and join us on the weekend of May 24th to the 27th to document in groups. And so those are our two ways.
So the PDF is clickable, and it'll take you to a sign-in place where you can actually sign up, select a road, or just say you're going to come and help on the weekend. So... thanks, Hiram.
Yep. So that's in 2 weeks, the 24th,
26th. Yeah, it's over Memorial Day weekend, so if you're coming out for Memorial Day weekend, you can help out documenting the culverts. We will be sending out waivers, like has been discussed, and again, if you're here before that and want to just do it, you can't come out Memorial Day weekend. We'll send out all the information and instructions on how you're going to do that and kind of go from there. So... as far as road updates are concerned, I think Larry's been too busy helping out around the rest of the ranch to do a lot on the roads, but do you have any? We did get some culverts put in. And
I just because I knew the committee and everybody was going to be working up and down in the in the upper cabins, I worked that Cabin Hill Road over a little bit and widened it, cleaned some overhanging oak and brush off so you can drive up without hitting the trees, and added two culverts.
It's beautiful, thank you.
It
added
needs
some really nice rocks on that edge.
The safety, the barrier, guardrail. You may have noticed some of the big rocks down by the pond. All of those rocks came out of the middle of that road. The biggest one literally was 2.5 feet wide by 8 feet long. And that was on its, that was the top end. It's about 20 some feet long, and it was standing straight up and down, and I started digging around it. That was the main one that you bumped over going up that hill, and I started scratching on it and scratching on it, and by the time I dug all around it, but some of them have a lot of shells in them. I put one right where the overflow is at the fish pond, so the water runs on it, so you can stand on the rock and wash your feet and get the mud and clay out of your toes. But that rock is completely loaded with clam shells, oyster shells, some kind of mussel shells, kind of cool. I did work with Cade, and Jennifer Shearer bought 3 20-foot culverts that we cut one in half, and so we did 2 30-foot culverts going on, what's that road called, Dan?
I don't know, Crawford.
No.
It has a name, but anyway, it leads over to above Spores, one of their lots, and Dan's lots, and Jennifer's lots, and anyway, it was kind of a narrow, bad spot, and you had to go through a big wash. They bought the culverts, and so the ranch paid me to install them and clean up that road.
You can actually get a trailer around the corner now.
On my way back, there was other things that needed to be done on Old Burn Road. I really haven't done those things. I made a just traveling back, I made a little bit of a pass there, so it cleaned it up some, but still need to work there. Other than that, that's about all I've done on road, ranch work road stuff.
Thanks, Larry. That's it.
That's it.
Okay, so agriculture. Okay, the thistle, it's going to start growing pretty good. Probably next month when it starts to warm up, but I need to still get with the county agent. I've talked to some of the other sprayers, and just using 2,4-D, it just kind of knocks it down. But if you add Tordon, like we did on the rabbit brush, it will knock the thistle out. But the problem if you do that, if you want to grow some other stuff, that'll retard the other growth for like 2 to 3 years. So we'll have to pick our poison depending on what you want to plant right after, if you just want to knock it down and get rid of the thistle. So I'll have more on that next month and see if the county agent, if they're willing to help and come out and spray. I haven't been over any of the fences. I've got a map, and hopefully next month when it warms up too, I can go over and with Larry and Kurt and some of the others and see if we have any areas that we need to fix on fences. And then I haven't done anything more on erosion unless Larry has anything to add.
I've done a little bit along here, and when I was cleaning, when I was starting to make the repair on the J station for the third time, I thought I was going to dig up the drain line all the way to the wash, and in doing so I thought, well, I'm going to start cleaning up wire and gates and brush, and so I cleaned all along that edge, which led me over to look at this erosion. So I've done a little mental processing, but haven't had time to actually do any other work on it. Dan's got a comment.
Jackie, do you have any input on thistle and rabbit brush problems?
Thistle, just make sure you're not getting the native thistle, because we have some native thistles out here as well, really important to pollinators. And for your invasive, like Scotch thistle and bull thistle, sometimes manual labor is a really good way to get after it, because you can cut out the seed heads in the year that it grows and then dig out the roots. The seed heads are the big problem. So,
What's the division here between native and non-native thistle?
So one of the main native ones we have is the Arizona thistle, which is pink. So you can tell it right away because the flowers are pink instead of purple, and it's a lot smaller than our non-native thistle. And it doesn't grow in like the big nasty clusters that the non-native grows in.
How much of each do we have here?
Oh, I don't know. I'd have to have a look, right?
But the purple, the Canadian thistles, it's the main one that spreads, and
that's the main
clump
one.
Ones and that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But sometimes manual, especially if you want to grow something afterwards,
right,
is the best way to get rid of it. And there's a new guy at the BLM, Mark Coles Ritchie, who's a botanist, and he and I would be happy to come out and give some talks and help identify where's the native and where's the non-native, and maybe even work with some organizations to help get, like there's some nonprofits around that I now work for, to help get the non-native out.
Okay, that'd be great.
Yeah, and then there's also a big grant coming up in August for about $2 million that would help.
We'll take it.
Would help fund getting rid of non-natives, helping with erosion, helping measure, you know, plants and animals on the ranch.
You're applying, correct?
If the ranch is interested in partnering, I'm probably going to apply with some other landowners over by Escalante.
So what are the strings that are attached, if any?
The strings are attached that you actually get rid of the plants and use the money appropriately. And maybe learn something. There's like a requirement that people learn about how to control erosion, even though you might already know.
Gotcha.
That'd be great. Thank you.
Yep.
Can you send that
more
info? Can you send that grant to us to review?
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you.
Great.
Thank you, Jeff. Can individual landowners apply for that, or go through you to apply for that, or does that only have to be through Deer Spring Grant? We've got a serious problem over there at Johnny Brown. You know, that was all cleared up for Homestead, but it's really become a real problem.
Mm-hmm. So for this particular grant, individuals could apply, but your chances are better if you're applying as part of a group with many landowners. And there is a limit. You have to own less than 2,500 acres individually.
We don't have a
problem there.
Yeah. I think we're, most of us are good there.
Michael.
This is Mike McNichols, 270. Question. Larry, can you explain what the plan is where all the dirt is piled up outside of the headquarters entrance? What's that going to look like when it's done?
That's available. If anybody wants some dirt, I just thought I'd dump it there. No. That's actually, so the hill, when you came out of the cattle guard gate area, it was a pretty tight turn and a fairly steep hill. So with Kurt's plan to do the cattle guard and entrance, I just thought I'd help him make it so anybody that comes in and out of there with a trailer going to the upper cabins or wherever and don't want to go all the way the long way around would be able to make it. I just had some free time on equipment, and so I started carving that away, and it's a lot easier to move dirt if you rip it loose. And I had one of my machines that's a really good ripper, and I ripped a bunch up and stacked it up there trying to make it so it's passable. I just didn't have time to load. I actually, the pile that's there, I've moved that much dirt twice, two times that amount. If you notice the fence line right there along the road, it used to fall right, and in fact, the fence was falling in the erosion along that entrance road. And now there's a almost a lane that you could walk along inside the fence that's dirt I've dumped over the fence and graded out. And then inside this side of the cattle guard, our fence and everything was eroded. If any of you know where the big rock circle, I don't know what you call it, where you walk around a big labyrinth?
Yeah.
Is that the right word?
Yes.
The wash had eroded to where rocks from the labyrinth were starting to fall in the wash. So it was underneath. The wire and T-post was suspended in the air. I drove my little Takeuchi mini skid steer underneath that fence.
Did you fix the labyrinth?
It's mostly fixed.
Did you pick all the rocks out and put them back in their proper spot?
Yeah.
Nobody would know it's there.
It's all grown over with rabbit brush, and so it crossed my mind a time or two just to push all those rocks in the erosion, but I didn't because I knew Tina would probably cry. So it's still there. But so I moved probably... My big loader bucket is a 3-yard bucket, and I made 50 trips dumping over into that hole alone, and it's still not done.
Wow.
And I put more than that over the fence and cleaned it up. And now the rest of the dirt that's piled there needs to be hauled off or loaded off into holes. Maybe part of it goes in this hole. There's a big hole right over here that the fence and everything is falling in. It will continue to do that unless we divert the water in a different way or create a pond that holds the water and doesn't let it run off. So that's kind of the direction we're going. But if you want some fill dirt, there's some available. There are 4 big concrete culverts sitting there. Historically, water came down Meadow Canyon to the Half Moon Diversion, to the Half Moon Reservoir, down along the well field, and actually all along this, there's a road right here that was the county road. This is where the county road came before we cut it up over the hill.
Uh-huh.
Above the county road is a ditch that brought water all the way from Meadow Canyon around the foot of the hill and dumped into the what we called the Pollywog Ponds. That's all kind of been destroyed, and we're not going to redo it, but we're going to take water that comes down during the monsoons and floods down through the cabin access road right here and right through the corrals and through headquarters. Half of that's going to go west around the toe of the hill and underneath the road in those 4 big culverts to the Pollywog Ponds. The east side of that road will come this way, and I'm going to regrade this the opposite direction so it grades this way and make a pond over here. Just a silt trap flood control erosion pond, and it will be dry 99% of the time, but when it floods, and I mean, Brent can tell you, I don't know if anybody else has been here when there's been, you know, 2 feet of water coming right through the corrals and through headquarters, and it's a pretty big flow right when it happens, and the rest of the time, nothing.
Flash flood.
Exactly. So that dirt pile will go away. Just not today. Any other questions?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow I have to drive to Salt Lake to get a dump truck ram and an engine that got brought down the wrong one, and so...
Okay, Monday's fine.
Okay. Okay, just a little history on your labyrinth. Is that what you called it? I think that's what they're called. Anybody know anything about these rock, you know,
rocks?
You walk around and think or
on your dad's website.
Feel something. I know, but he didn't do it. I guarantee you.
I can. I'm going to give you the history lesson. The Brockbanks did that. At the same time, we had Jeff and Evie, not some of my favorites, as the managers. They came to me and said, "It's the sign of the devil. It needs to go away." And I don't know a labyrinth from a devil, so I just said, "It's there, deal with it." And then, luckily for us, they weren't here much longer.
So. But you know, that might explain the Deer Springs Triangle. They need to try getting rid of it.
Yeah, but we were having triangle problems before. So, okay. So, Larry, you done?
I'm done.
Mike, are you satisfied with that answer?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, all right. Okay, the Bart's not here, so I don't know how much we can talk about the 40K waterline project or the Johnny Brown update. Have all the parts and pieces, are they at Schultzen's?
I do not know.
Okay, I thought they were still being collected.
My understanding was that they were there. We paid for them.
And they're there?
That was my understanding, is they were waiting on the go-ahead to ship them and deliver them.
Okay. All
and
right.
They were waiting on communication for when Scutumpaw would have been graded, and they would potentially bring them all the way out instead of drop them.
Oh, I was going to call them sissies, but that would be really nice.
So, but it was contingent upon not beating up their vehicle that
Scutumpaw
had been graded.
The first I heard, they were going to deliver them at the end of Johnson Canyon.
Yeah.
And then we
took
them out.
Unless you were on it on that day.
Yeah.
Pretty nice right now, but by tomorrow and next day. I think they are waiting, and probably appropriately so, for us to define what exactly we want, because we
changed the order.
We kind of changed the order, and you and I have already discussed the pipe sizes of the existing connections doesn't coordinate with the pipe that is in the order, and so we need to,
okay,
in your spare time, get that done.
All right. I don't know. There's no really Johnny Brown update unless you guys have something to bring up.
I would like to make record that we've got some more information, and the members of Johnny Brown would like to have a special meeting with the board, including Barry, and sit down and have a discussion with some of the new information.
And we can do that.
I just want that on record.
And like I told you yesterday, if you could get that compile that information and send it to us ahead of time, so we have time to review it. So we're not going in cold. That'd be great. And as soon as we get that, we'll do it.
Yeah.
Okay. Case, brief report, each area of responsibility. Cade?
I don't have anything in my area, but quick question. Kathy's got some young women that are coming out to stay in the cabin. What are we going to do for the volleyball net that we talked about clearing out so they can put sand in there?
They volunteered to do the project, and if that was cleaned out and somebody brought sand, they would go ahead and do that and clean that up and
what's the
do that
date?
As a project.
What's the date again? They're coming in June or?
Yeah, it's first, I think it's the second weekend in June if I remember correctly. I'm going to have to look at the calendar.
So, Larry, I think you said that there was some sand somewhere, but do we need help clearing the area out?
I think we need to look at and decide exactly where it's going to go and prepare for it.
There was one there. It's just
it may be.
Yeah. I think the two posts are there. We just need to clear out where in between it. I don't know
if you want to get...
I think there's still boards there.
Surround it to keep the sand in.
You think the perimeter box is still there?
Yeah.
Well, let's look at that before you guys dash off to the upper cabin, because I could prepare it and make sand there, and I don't know for sure what they're going to do.
They're just going to spread it.
They'll spread it. you know, whatever they can do to help. Okay.
Then play
so
volleyball.
Feasible.
Yep. Then use it, right?
Right. And they'd love to use it.
Okay.
Cats will love to.
Yeah, Tina will have to keep track of Jeff because the cats are burying.
Okay, so
that's it for me.
Larry, anything? The upper and middle trout ponds were stocked on May 1st with some awesome fish. Who was there with me? Who came?
They were working.
I was up on the hill while you were doing it, so I was close.
Can't remember even who. Two or three members drove by and stopped, but holy cow.
You didn't tell anybody was happening.
I told you last month. I repeat it every time. Fish are going to be stocked on May 1st. I tried to do it at a meeting so people, more people around, but it was May 1st was the date they could do it. Anyway, we added 400 pounds of rainbow trout, and he threw in a couple of big, I mean, massive fish. I was surprised. I mean, like 10, 12 pound.
Whoa.
Wow.
These things are that long and that big around. Huge fish. While we were doing that, the two previous days, as I went up to the upper cabin and worked along there, I saw somebody fishing that I didn't recognize. When we were stalking, he came back and I just said, hey, we just stalked these ponds. At least give them an hour to acclimate and get used to their surroundings, but have at it. It turned out it was Bob Hedman's granddaughter and her husband, I believe, which they were doing excellent. But they had noticed, and I noticed while we were stalking it, a couple of dead fish. They were old. They had been dead for a week or so. But I just want to remind everybody to, you know, be as gentle and tender on the fish as possible. If you really rip them up, take them and eat them or give them to somebody. Bring them to a cabin. I'm sure somebody will eat them. Rather than just letting them rot on the bank. I don't know of anything else that's my... I don't think I have anything else.
Okay. All right. Bart's not here, but I'll talk to Hiram. Hiram, I'm just kidding about your hair. I know what your dad looks like. That might be in your future. So cherish that hair as long as you got it. Okay, that was Bart speaking, not me. Michael?
Scott?
I don't have anything else.
All right, open forum for the members. Nope. 2 or 3 minutes each.
Hang on. Michael. We have not talked about the property manager.
Oh, you haven't?
No. We have not.
Oh, you going to do that?
Hi, this is Gary Clark, Lark 144.
Yeah, go ahead, Gary.
First and foremost, I just wanted to thank Larry personally for coming through for us and getting that water, my water pump exposed and getting that base rock for me. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Also, I wanted to let you guys know that I thought the ranch looked great. How you guys have trimmed everything, it was really, really awesome to see. Really, really thankful for all of the efforts. I did go up to the upper cabins, and this is the first year that I'm actually going to have a friend stay in cabin number 2. And I was a little shocked and concerned when we went up there to take a look at it, to take some pictures to show them. So it's my understanding that the de-winterizing of those cabins are going to start taking place. They're renting in August 1st. So I just wanted to get confirmation that the cabins were going to be cleaned up. And obviously when I'm out there with the water lines, the most important thing in my world, but I'll certainly like to volunteer when I can. So is that scheduled to be cleaned up there, the cabins?
Yes. That's
we're working on it right now, Gary. We've got them. We've got water turned in, and we're ready to go. And we fired 2 up yesterday. The cleaning crew has not been through there yet, and 2 is the worst one to take pictures of before it's been had a chance to clean. But it'll be ready.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. And then lastly, Kathy. The gentleman who owns the lot above me brought to my attention via a text stating that a friend of his who had recently bought a lot down below us. The guy I'm talking to is Jeff from Lot 145. He texted me and told me that one of his friends contacted him and was on a website, and it showed that our lot 144 was for sale. And he said that perhaps it was an old flyer or something. He said he got it off of the website, and his only concern is just having people thinking that it is and just getting people up there looking around the properties that don't necessarily need to be up there.
Right.
So I just wanted to bring that to your attention.
Thanks. I removed the flyers and everything out of the storehouse where we had it. I'm getting a lot of calls from lots for $35,000, and that's off of Zillow, and I can't do anything about the Zillow ads. They don't upgrade their Zillows. It's not off of my website, and I can't control that, but when I do get the call, I do let them know it's not available. It's already been sold about several years ago.
Okay, well, thank you.
Why are you guys moving?
What? Yeah,
we're not moving. Like that. Is that it, Gary?
Yeah, that's it. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Did you want to take the lead on this? And just
not really.
You're the most articulate, I think.
Not really. I'll do the best I can.
Okay.
Do any of us have a copy of the contract?
Not printed, no.
Not printed.
Okay. Not printed.
No.
I can recite it by heart.
So, I guess it was announced last meeting that everybody knows that the property manager's done at the end of the month. We have reviewed the contract and gone through it all together. Changed quite a few things to where it's not so overwhelming for one individual to try and complete. We're still finalizing a few any and words to make sure that it's presentable.
Is it available?
Currently it is not. When we're done putting it together, we will make it available.
Today or tomorrow? Or shortly?
By Wednesday, is I give Barry a few bits to to review it. But we are opening up the position for anybody to apply for. Just send that inquiry to the main, I hope this is okay, Danielle, to the main, looking for that nod of approval.
It was a nod and a glare at the same time.
Yeah,
there's
something in my eyes.
Oh. Just send any inquiries if you would like to apply for that position to the main DSROA email address. As soon as we have the contract finalized, we'll go ahead and send that out to anybody that's interested in seeing it or who would like to apply for it. The position is going to be open for 2 weeks, so it'll close 25th, I think.
Yeah, I think the 25th is what you decided.
Are you advertising somewhere?
At this juncture, no. It might be good to put it out in some websites, but I don't know that anybody has volunteered to search those websites out and find...
Well, shouldn't that be a board responsibility?
Yes, it should. We haven't discussed putting it out on any other sites at this juncture.
Well, then you're not going to get very many responses, are you?
It's open to the members currently. We will make that progress, Dan. It is not going to happen today or tomorrow, but that progress will be made.
Yeah, time is short.
So time is short. Yes.
You said the 25th. That's May 25th, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
That only
and
gives.
Are you interested in taking other applications or resumes from people who are not on the board?
Absolutely. It's open to
on the board,
absolutely.
The
it's open to anybody.
Okay.
But it's just being announced to the members right now that to put their feelers out. For anybody that is interested in a position to apply for it.
It's a unique enough position that obviously somebody that's somewhat familiar with the ranch has a head start. To contact a brand new person that's never even heard of Deer Springs, it will take them much more time to even grasp what do you want me to do than members that have been around for a while. So and obviously we want to give some kind of preferential treatment to members, members' families, somebody that's connected.
Okay.
But we're looking for a property management entity, not an individual person. That entity will have to have insurance, will have to be able to hire their staff to accomplish the ranch's goal.
And have an LLC?
An LLC or a corporation or whatever. It's going to have to be a
business license.
License.
Just a regular business license would satisfy that as well.
A DBA.
But an LLC or a DBA, yes. So.
Tina.
That answered. I was going to say, is it going to be an employee base or a...
contract base.
Okay, from now on, do like this. Not this.
I put it down as soon as he answered.
I didn't see the hand. I always see the finger.
We have discussed in depth trying to go back either to an employee-based versus a contract-based. And I think we've all come to the agreement that the contract-based is probably better. Give them the free reins under the new contract that we've gone through to follow.
Well, also, he found ranchhands.com, and there's people looking for jobs there. So,
all across the country.
Well, it might have been you that said it. Somebody, and I thought it was a board member. I thought it was Cade, but it might have been you. Last meeting.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
and there's people looking there that we can even respond to those people and say, hey, is this a...
You can post it there, or you can just grab people who have their posts there already.
Okay.
And they're looking
cool
for our price range also.
Yep. There's a lot of them.
Did I miss anything?
I don't think so.
Any questions on that?
You must have been super eloquent. No questions.
No.
Oh. Are there some?
Okay,
was there like,
anyway.
Wow, I don't know why you said.
We have to do that.
So we are working on it, and so are you. If you know people, make sure that they get the information. All right.
She's got her
finger. Okay, all right.
When you got the contract finalized, are you going to have her send out a blank email?
Yes. We will actively distribute it throughout the whole DSROA community, so they have it.
Otherwise, it's just us knowing.
Yeah. And I saw your hand that time. Okay. Open forum for members.
I had a question on the resignation on the board. Was that addressed in any of the attachments
That's another good point. Yeah.
Kevin's position.
Oh yeah,
we
didn't.
We haven't said anything on that either.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you haven't talked about that either.
No.
It wasn't on yet.
It wasn't on the agenda.
I hadn't gotten to that. That's a new item, and that's.
I missed the first half hour and everything. Okay. Right now we are. Marking time. We're going to kind of just look at it from a standpoint of, is it too close? And we will let you guys make the decision if you want to hold a special election.
I was going to ask a question. Why not go back to the last election and just find the person that had the most votes but didn't make the board and see if they're still in?
That's always been my preference, and I would like to do that. But we are not required to do that, and so as a board, we're punting.
I'll put out my two cents on this. As a board member, I don't want to appoint somebody to a position, and we are 3 months away from a general election. Let's let the members choose it. If the members themselves think that that's too long to wait, in the bylaws, they can formally call for a special election. So we have chosen to
wait and let the members actually make the elected vote come the next election in September versus us appointing somebody to do it.
So another clarification on that too. If we appoint somebody, they're only in the position for the next 3 months. So if we do an election, they would then fill that term till the end of the thing. But if we wait until the term, then they can be elected and they could do a full 2-year term and hopefully work that route. So we've got those to kind of consider as well.
My question is that infrastructure is pretty large job. He's going to take that position for that 3-month period. Is he just going to leave it open?
Larry doesn't want to do any more work, so he's going to do it all.
I'm actually taking on most of that. It's not, I work in all the infrastructure parts of the ranch, and so I'm more or less adopting that as one of my projects.
Secondary duty.
What's that?
Secondary duty.
Yeah, secondary duty. You know.
He does most of the work. You might as well oversee.
So if there's any problems, we come to you.
Exactly. If there's any problem,
anyway.
If there's any problem, you go through Danielle first, and then Danielle.
It's not a
problem anymore. Well, just before one, then your ego is gonna blow up.
Yeah. And then if Danielle approves, then I will I'll address it. So, but no, it's being handled.
Okay.
So,
There's no requirement to be helpful and productive to be a board member. In fact, it kind of becomes a pain when you are a board member. So there are several people who would be great board members. We just don't feel like plugging them in and saying, tag, you're it, you're a board member. That's not to say any one of you, we don't appreciate what you do, and we don't anticipate you doing more, and we would not turn away anybody that wants to help the board out in any way, shape, or form. It just seems, to me, it's a little silly to throw somebody in and say, Tanisha, you're now a board member. Now you get a just...
For 3 months.
You get to read 20 emails a day that you don't have time to read. You can't respond to them because you've got to talk to 5 other people before you can really make a legitimate response. And you still probably have a life. And you got to show up every month whether you want to or not. Some of you want to. Some don't. So,
you're really selling this.
Yeah. You've got 4 positions to fill.
Yeah,
it's
a glamour job.
Yeah, all the potential candidates just went way down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just to be clear, I wasn't volunteering to help.
Yeah, well, guess what, Brian? Your name was at one of the top of the list.
Brian, can we talk?
So...
We've had a lot of good board members in the past. We've got some good board members present, and we anticipate good board members in the future. But we expect good members to carry more and more of the load that has traditionally been board or caretaker, property manager, hired. That's the only way this place is going to continue to thrive and survive is... How can I help instead of how can I nitpick? Mike, yeah. I see your hand.
Mike McNichols, Lot 270. First, I just want to say I agree with you that just leaving the position vacant until we can have an official vote in September, August, whatever, makes sense. Secondly, I would encourage the board, since you are going to be one member short, if you need help with any infrastructure or anything else, just ask. We are a community, and everybody's willing to help and volunteer if they know what you need help with. So just encourage the board to ask for help if it's needed.
You know, you got volunteers. We've all been volunteers.
And trust me when I tell you, we appreciate all the work that everybody's done. And so feel free to offer suggestions, jump in and help. If you're driving along any of the roads and you see one of my beer cans out there, feel free to pop out and throw it in the car. We want to leave Deer Springs clean.
And if it's a rock, pick it up and move it, because Larry put it there.
Yeah, exactly.
That was on purpose.
I know.
I don't know if all of you know. I think I've told some of you, but when I finished Broad Hollow, I swept several rocks, not intentionally, but they ended up kind of between Broad Hollow and Meadow Canyon, and they were an annoyance. And I drove around them and over them and through them for a day or two, and then I stopped and I put a, I got paid $600 in $50 bills. That's 12 $50 bills. I put every one of those bills under 10 rocks at Broad Hollow and two pieces of trash in Slide Canyon. I left them there for exactly 1 month, and I picked every single $50 bill up 1 month later. And I took a picture with Nick Williams. I went out there and started picking them up, and he was like, "What are you doing?" And he jumped out of the truck. I had already got them all, but I did it again on Meadow Canyon, right at the Crawford Culvert. I only had a $20 bill in my pocket that day. I put it in the next there. The next day I came along, the rock was still there, but the $20 bill was gone. So somebody hit it with their car and rolled it over enough that the bill blew away. So if you want a $20 bill, it's somewhere in the weeds, like that bag blowing in the tree over there.
I want
there.
A $50 bill. I'm going to start picking up every rock.
I'm picking up every rock on this river.
It's announced on the Facebook members only page, a treasure hunt, community-wide treasure hunt. Do a good deed. You may find
$50. Yeah,
$50. Can you imagine how many members are now going to be moving rocks?
That's better.
It's Larry's social experiment.
Well, we could have a treasure hunt at my place and pick up one thing and go. It's a treasure.
Hey, I've been at your lot and I've picked up stuff and you just throw it back down.
And there ain't no money under it.
I know where everything is, and there never will be.
I've picked up thousands of rocks.
Yeah.
And he's never found no money. Where's the ones with the money? Give me the inside information.
Okay, enough frivolity. Anybody else got anything to bring up?
Oh, just the recommendation that I had wrote on the thing, that the way that the body of the email, Danielle, reads, it reads like it's a Zoom meeting.
We've gotten a few, hey, is it in person or only on Zoom?
So the only real way you know it's an in-person meeting is if you click one of the attachments. If you don't click an attachment, the email itself reads like it's a Zoom meeting. So if it's an in-person meeting, can we...
Like, put it right on the
top. Like, really outline that? Hey, in-person meeting at headquarters and via Zoom or something.
I do try to update the website to reflect whether it's Zoom only or in-person and Zoom. So,
but not the email that goes out.
I respect that, yes. But I just wanted to point out that I do try to keep that updated so that you can see it there if you have any questions.
It should be assumed that meetings from now until October-ish will be in person, unless specific for some reason it's not. Next month, the board's going to have the meeting in, did we sign Mesquite or Vegas?
Oh.
Vegas.
Okay.
Miami.
Cancun.
The big island of Hawaii. Let's go.
Hey. How much money did you guys make on the cabin committee?
Not that much.
We could turn that into a small fortune.
So Vegas it is.
On the board for this year.
I am.
Scott.
Bart.
Mike.
And Michael.
And then Kevin.
But there'll be essentially four, unless the membership calls for a special election to fill the entirety of Kevin's term. So,
part of my thought on that was the timing it takes to even set up a special meeting. It eats up.
Yeah, by the time we actually had one called and notice was sent, we're going to be a month and a half away
from the real one.
Yeah.
And again, The five people who I would say I would like to see as a board member are people who are doing as much work or are currently engaged in participating one way or another, whether they're a board member or not. So it's like I think if I said, okay, I want Kathy on the board, or I want Dan on the board, or I want Mike on the board, or I want somebody on the board, there's always going to be somebody else that's going to say, so I don't want to deal with it. Wait.
You're a smart man.
Can we get that on camera again?
So,
nothing else? Motion to adjourn? If there's nothing else?
Next meeting would be...
June 8th.
That's Larry's job.
10 a.m.
June 8th.
Mountains, are we on standard time now or daylight time? We're on daylight time.
Or daylight.
Yeah, okay. All right. 10 a.m. Mountain Daylight Time, Deer Springs Ranch headquarters, and Zoom. We will be here in person and on Zoom.
Hey,
Jeff?
I get it.
We know.
Okay.
Other people.
It's irritating when we get
and,
4 or 5 messages. Where is it at?
Okay, well, all right. Well, I'm... anyway, just for Jeff's benefit. We'll be here at the headquarters and on Zoom.
Rain or shine.
Rain or shine. So.
Gotcha.
Okay. I brought my umbrella.
Yeah.
We're like the post office.
Anyway.
I make the motion that we adjourn.
Yeah, you are.
I second it.
All in favor.
All in favor.
All right.